beautifully that every sugya has its own dynamic. And that when you approach Torah, there's no one set of lavdusha questions you ask, or no set of machshava questions that you ask. You open up your nefesh to get everything that you can from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's machshava, halacha, chasidus, etc., etc. Where we're up to in Gemara today demands a different lens in which we look at the sugya. Although we'll see, it's directly connected, and there's a lot that is brought out in the lamdos that we've discussed up until now. The parts that related, actually, I know Natanel did an amazing job in Chazara, and he touched on this, I'm sure. And what we're going to, I want to summarize one point that we made up until now, and we're going to see that point in lamdos repeats itself as well in Machshava, as well as many, many other points from this Gemara. And it will actually segue us into the Avodas Hayom of Tshuva as well. These Yesodos will take us into what we're supposed to be working on vis-a-vis Tshuva. First of all, bottom line, in terms of how one looks at a Birchas Hanenin, the Gemara could be understood two ways on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara could be understood as telling you that a food is Asur, and then you got to make a bracha in order to make the food Shayach to you. Because the pasuk says Hashem Aretz Umloa, and then there's also another pasuk that says Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem VaAretz Nasan Livnei Adam, and the bracha is a matir that allows you to eat the food. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding, and this seems to be the position of Rashi, as Zalman Nechemya Goldberg Shlita developed on the porch of Nativ Aryeh, and that is that when it comes to the bracha of Kodem, a person eats, even the bracha kodem, that bracha is a requirement that comes from the requirement that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'may nafkamina, whether you say it this way, you say it that way. So first of all, again, just a point. I'm recording this as a separate shir, so it stands by itself. So I just want to point this out. In Rashi Dibar Maskel El Svaru, Rashi says, D'kivan d'nenet tzarech lahodos l'misha baram, 5 lines from the bottom, on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. So Rashi says that there is a chiyuv of hoda'a. L'may nafkamina says the emek bracha, the nafkamina would be what happens if a person already made the phenomenon of eating, he already created that phenomenon of eating, he swallowed, is it possible still for him to make a bracha? And the Rosh says yes. The Rosh says it's possible for someone to make a bracha even if he actually had already swallowed, and that is a case in which he realized in the middle when he was eating that he had forgotten to make a bracha, and he can't spit the drink out. So in such a case, then he makes a bracha even afterwards, and this will be a case where a person will say, Sha'akol niya bedvaro, borei nefashos rabos. So it's possible, according to the Emek Bracha, to have a bracha of hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even afterwards. If, however, we looked at the bracha of a matir as a matir, then in such a case it doesn't make any sense. Now, Rabosai, let's take an entirely different prism to our Gemara. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, you hear all the way back there, Aaron? Good. So let's, Be'ezer Hashem, take a new prism to our sugya, and that is the awesome prism of the Ma'aral. By the way, this Yisod Emek Bracha, I just saw Rav Soloveitchik said, in Rav Reichman's Shiurim, it's on Daf Nun Aleph on that Gemara as well. Like his uncle's Talmud, the Rav learned that way also. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Hey of the Days begins to tell us how terrible it is for someone not to do a bracha. And believe it or not, this will also take us into the Avoda of Tshuva as well. And that will be the Machshava also today. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Anena Min Ha'elam Hazeh B'loi Bracha, Kilu Geizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone who's nana from this world, it's as if he steals from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Knesses Yisrael. And also stealing from Knesses Yisrael. What does it mean he stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Marsha understands, it means that the food belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you stole it from him. Rashi Lushitaso, as Rizal Nechemi Goldberg points out, does not learn that the bracha is a matir. So therefore Rashi says, Goz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esper Chaso. You took away the requirement of Hodah. Uknesses Yisrael, how does Rashi learn? Shekishachatu HaPeiros Lokim. when you sin, then the peros are damaged. In other words, you've stolen from Klal Yisrael, because when we sin, then that causes chas v'chalil the crops not to be developed. Rabosai, let's take a look and see how the Maharal develops. The way I just said Rashi was even consistent as well from the Maharsha. Let's take a look at how the Maharal develops this sugya, and the Maharal will actually take us to tshuva as well. Let's take a look. In the Siva Solom, Perik Yudalid, we're going to make a lamda shalaming on the Maharal. By the way, the word lamdus doesn't connotate risk or Torah. Lamdus just means that a person learns. That's what it means. So we're going to read the Maharal inside. The Parakeets of Varachim, Tana Rabbani, he quotes the whole Gemara. And then he says, we all have the same edition, right? Rav Hartman has not gotten to Nesiv Avoda, so we all have to do with the old edition. All right, Manu, when you get back to England, you push him. Tell him we were looking for it.
Prioritize
Nesiv Torah. Nesiv Torah comes first. Okay, beautiful. That's true. Nesiv Solomon started in Nesiv Torah first. So if you go 7 lines on the bottom of the first column on page Kuf Chaf in the ancient edition of the Maharal, Iker Tamze Shadome Ki Ilu Nene Mikachi Shemayim Sharei Ksi Lashem Aretzum Loa Vare Hakol Hu El Hashem Iskoret. Everything belongs to Hashem. All right. According to the Maharal, it sounds like we're going with the approach of the Maharsha, and that is, if you don't make a bracha, you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok de Maharal Vaiter, Aval Yesh Iyun Vidavar, Eich HaBracha Motzi HaPri L'Chulin. How could the bracha take the food out to Chulin? In other words, fine. You have to make a bracha to be matir the food. If you have to make a bracha to be matir the food, so how did the bracha make the food mutter? The Maharal is going to point out that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, which is Kadosh, which you can't eat outside of Yerushalayim, you do a pidyon, you redeem it. If you understand not like Rashi, the Maharal Lechura is starting out not like Rashi, and that is that the food is aser and you're being poda, like the Maharsha, like Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Yud Beis, Vamevin Yavin. So then if that's so, then in such a case, we could ask, so then what does the bracha do? See, whoever thinks that Lomdus and Maharal are two separate things, they have no idea what Torah is. Bosh, no idea. Okay, let's continue on. It's not time for polemics. V'hine, yesh l'chol adas, ki kol kedusha hi yotzeis l'chulin al yidei pidyon. The only way to take something out from Kedusha is through Pidyon. Vizeki kasha nasan dom of tachtav, hini al dom of chala Kedusha. Like when you transfer the Kedusha onto money, that's how the Pidyon works. Ki eina Kedusha el ha-pri mitzad etzem ha-pri. Sha-pri mitzad atzmo u-chulin. The pri itself is an object of chulin. Rak mitzad shechal shem Kedusha Allah. Because it grew during the time of Maaser Sheni, so then in such a case, it has a kedusha. Or if it's bikurim, it's a regular fruit with an added dimension of kedusha put on it. V'yotzin l'chulin al yidei pidyon. V'av ki atrum v'bikurim eni yotzin l'chulin. I say, yes, but bikurim can never go out l'chulin. Dabezein yinacher, ki trum v'bikurim yesh ben davar miyuchad. I take it back. Bikurim, he says, is different than Maaser Sheni. Bikurim, he says, is intrinsically kedusha. Ki kedushasam hu mitzad shein priyaretz. They're come from the priyaretz. Ulefichach lo shayich bazeh pidyon klal. We're 10 lines in the second column on Perek Yudalim and Kuf Chaf. Avol Maaser Sheni v'net the Rabbi. Avol gav shein priyaretz. Ein chal aleim rak shein kedusha bilvad. They have an added kedusha, says the Maharal, that's added to them. By the way, you know what Maharal is? It's brisker Torah to machshava. It's categorical, conceptual ideas in the world of Machshava. He's not explaining halachic material, he's explaining agadah material. And what does the Maharal say? The Maharal says that when it comes to the Bikurim and Truma, so there's a Kedusha that comes from being of the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. If that's so, so then in such a case, then you can't be Mafkiyat's Kedusha. In contrast, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, So there, the Kedusha was an added part, was not something that's intrinsic, and therefore Kedusha, Pidyon, would be effective. Umipnei kach, continues the Maral, Ksiv Eitzel Ma'aser Sheni. Rabbi Osei, I prefer today, normally when we go through Sugya, I take questions, I prefer that I develop the whole idea of the Maral, and then take a barrage of questions afterwards, okay? Umipnei kach, Ksiv Eitzel Ma'aser Sheni. V'chol Ma'aser Arts, Mizer Arts, Kodesh Hashem. V'chein Eitzel Netar Revai, Ksiv Pri Kodesh Ilulim. And also by Netar Revai, it says Kodesh Ilulim. Harik Ksiv Eitzelam Stam Kodesh Lashem. It doesn't say that it's Priya Aretz and therefore Kodesh Hashem. But rather, it says, Stam Kodesh Hashem. Ulakach yesh pidyon lezeh shetochot kudushas al davar acher. And for that reason, pidyon is going to work. Umipnei, continues the Maharal, shekola olam el Hashem yisbarech, because all the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, shu bore es hakol, v'kol davar shuhu l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu kodesh, k'mo kol kashim, v'ein olecha lomar, ki ashe barom hare el Hashem yisbarech, ein mishnam shin kum, lo k'mo shar kodshim shein mishnam shin l'avol dasa yisbarech, l'cheach heim kodesh, avol ein shayich zeh b'chol ha'nivron. You can't say that all things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created are intrinsically kodesh. That's not true. Because if that would be so, then we would never be able to use it for our own purposes. Says the Maharal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates two levels of kedusha. One is an intrinsic kedusha that's never shayich to man. If you will, it's always Lashem, like kodshim and truma and so on. However, when it comes to other things, the zayin of ki akol nivra l'shamish es Hashem yisparet, ki akol bara l'chvod yisparet, ki min hanivraim kulam u'briyasam nirik vod masav u'lakach akol kadosh el Hashem yisparet, kimo shar kodshi shemayim. But on the one hand, it's given to man. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. Here's a philosophical point. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, then everything starts out as being holy. V'amevin yavin, it all starts with the nitzotzos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the tzimtzum, v'chulei. U'briyasam nirik v'ol ma'asil kol 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 Hashem yisbarach, k'mo shayi kach yishamayim, shayi misham shal yisbarach, k'mo shayamarnu. Avol kasher bora hakol l'chvodo, v'hu makir es Hashem yisbarach mipol yadav. When a person realizes that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was l'chvodo, so that we should be able to say, Baruch ata Hashem melech ha'olam, so then in such a case, Shareu no sein odal, aprishinev ro, so then he created the tafkid of that fruit. There are some fruits that you're never supposed to take for yourself. And there are some fruits that you're supposed to be moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Create odal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bipol yodah, Shareu no sein odal, aprishinev ro. Hine dover zehu kavod Hashem yisbarach gamkein. That's creating hakol bara lechvodo, because a person is being moded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stand up, Noah. Dahainu aprach ala prisha baru ulekach yotze apri lechulin kasher adam nosen brach ala Hashem yisbarach asher bara also kizet murazeh. So Rabosai says the Maharal. You know what the Maharal saying? That the brach over here. Do you mind going to the back so I can see behind you?
Yeah.
That the bracha over here is what? The bracha is a pidyon of the fruits. In order to be poda the fruits, so that in such a case, what do we need? What we need is a bracha, where a person creates hakol lechvodo, that everything is for the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha becomes like the money of the pidyon, lahavdil. In other words, just like you could remove the Kedusha, make it shayach to you through the Kesef, on a higher Madrega, the Bracha creates this Pidyon. Now the Maharal says something brilliant. The Altomar, but don't ask. The Maharal takes this so literally that it's a Pidyon, he develops another Machshav idea. What's the Halacha when it comes to Pidyon? You have to add a fifth of the value. So Maharal is bothered, but what about the fifth? In other words, the Maharal takes this seriously. He uses the halacha model. He doesn't use machshava to find halacha, but he uses every intricacy in the halacha to develop the idea of machshava. Vameivin yavin, you can never go in the opposite direction. You'll distort Torah. You'll distort Torah that way. But if you're always starting first
in the halacha, and then you develop the machshava, so then in such a case you can come to beautiful things. Zot de maral weiter. Va'al tomar ki apodet tzarech la'osif alav chomesh. Aye, it's not a full pidyon, because it's hakol bar lechvodo, and you're creating the pidyon through the hodah, but what's the added fifth? So maral develops agadically, or kabbalistically, what the fifth is. V'vada yomosif chomesh. Kisha hakovot shu elav min ha'odam, who yosir mashigi alav kasher hakol nechvodo at chomesh. He says the kavod that you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the bracha is adding what he calls a fifth. What is this fifth? Ki anivraim atachtonim heim chamisha. There are five levels of creations. Pshutim, murkavim, domim, somchim, palechayim, v'ha'adam b'madrega achamishas. The highest madrega, the fifth, how you break it down is a separate discussion. I'm not so interested right now in discussing. The highest madrega, the last of the five, is the human being. He's the highest in the Nevi'im. V'lakach, chashivas ha'adam alakol, hu kamo chamishas. That's a fifth. It's the highest fifth. V'hashevach, v'hakavo shuhu min ha'adam, al kopon hu chamishas yosem min hashevach. If you add the fifth, if you add the kavod, so then that's adding the chomesh from creation. Skip down two lines. V'yesh l'chol ha'avin. We're about 13 lines before the bottom of the first column on Kuf Chav Aleph. Ol b'chachma. Ki mi shenenem in olam hazeh v'lo bracha, ki lo ma'al. What did the Gemara say? That if you have hana, it's as if you stole from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? V'zeki kol ha'olam hu el Hashem yisparech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. U'chachsil Hashem ha'aretz u'mlo'am. U'me'achar shu el Hashem yisparech, shayich el ha'kol shem kedusha v'u kodesh. Like I said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shorish of all kedusha. That means everything has kedusha. That's the idea of the nitzotzos, the sparks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were spread out throughout the chomrius of this world. She'kol dover shu el Hashem yisparech u'u kodesh k'mo she'amarnu. The world is also Kedusha because it emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when he makes the bracha, mitzad ha-bracha shu Hashem yisparech, v'kachu mashbir b'chasa l'achar v'notze l'acher. How does he make it chulin? Ki zeh inyan baruch shuhu mashbia l'acher. The word baruch is the ability to add an added dimension to something. It's what in Kabbalah they describe as the Yuridas HaShefa, allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa, his bounty, and his fullness, and his bracha, to come down to the world, that we could have a Shaychus to it. When a person recognizes it, when he says Baruch, so then in such a case, he's being yoreh the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from high above down to this world. U'bazeh yotzei apri l'chulim min Hashem yisbarach, mimashu mashpia l'acher. V'lachach, hanenim olam hazeh b'rol bracha kim mo'al. And therefore, if you were nene from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, then you're doing me'ilah. What is the Maharal added that no one has done before, aside from the whole approach? But there's something else that the Maharal has helped us in pshat in the Gemara. Up until now, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the bracha is a matir. It makes what machalas asuras mutter. But then the lashon of the Gemara should not be kol anenim olam hazeh b'lo bracha kiilu mo'al. The lashon should be kizel gozel hakadosh baruch hu, or the lashon should be kiilu ochel machalas asuras. Why does the Gemara use the expression mi'ila, which is hanah from kachin? But if we understand the machshava of the idea that everything in the world is Yuridas HaShef of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we understand also, Zok de Maharal, the Lashon of Me'ilah as well. Because it's Kedusha, it's Shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we make something that's so Kadosh, everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, Shayach to us? The answer is, we're Morid, the Shefa, we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bechina of Kedusha to come down to us with the Lashon of Baruch. So now even the word of the Gemara, Me'ilah, fits in beautifully. L'cheng na'nenim in olam hazeh b'lo bracha kilumal, u'b'bracha yatzalchum el adam. Mitzachi is barech, baruch, v'lokach mashpia v'nos l'achar hu ha'adam v'zeh mevor. Now Rabosai, I want to make another point in pshat.
We had a discussion in Rishonim without, you guys did Chazar already, this is the completion of seeing the perspective of bracha from the Olam HaMachshava as well. I ask you the following question. We had a Machlokes Rishonim whether the Gemara entirely rejected Kodesh Hilulim Lashem as a source, that the bracha is a Shevach, and the Gemara goes to Matir, and it's an entirely new approach? Or, no, there's what Rebbe Rosenzweig would describe, echoes of the Hava Amina, even in the Maskanas HaGemara. What's the Maharal's approach? The Maharal understands that there are tremendous echoes in the Maskana of the Hava Amina. This is why you never skip a Hava Amina. That's why people who only look for the bottom line in Halacha miss 90% of the beauty of Torah. And that is, says the Maharal, even though we reject the idea that it comes from Kodesh Hilulim, and even though we reject the idea that we have a Makar from that Pasuk, but still the fact that the Gemara had a Hava Amina to put it together with Karen Ravai and Netta Ravai, which require Pidyon, tells us something even in the Maskana. And that is, we see traces of the notion of Kodesh Hilulim, even in the Maskana according to the Maharal, from the idea that the bracha serves as a pidyon. And now we understand why the Gemara went, originally started out with Kodesh Hilulim. Because Kodesh Hilulim was a beautiful Hava Amina. A beautiful Hava Amina. Ad kedei kach, that there is Shirayim even in the Maskana of that Hava Amina. Why Kodesh Hilulim is the source of Netta Ravai, where we learn Chilul, and there are two types of Chilul. There's a Chilul in the material world from Eiser Sheni, and then there's another Chilul, which is the Hilul, which is the essence of a person. That's Hodah. Hodah is the source of a person. That's the way he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way he connects with other human beings. All of that was the Gemara's Hava Amina. That's why the Gemara went there in the Hava Amina. Ad kedei kach, that's also the source in the Maskana as well. It's just a technicality that it's not going to fit. Throw out a Hava Amina. Only learn Torah Beis Yosef and not even look at what the Hava Amina of the Gemara is. You miss the full color of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. All the color is lost. It's black and white. It's black and white. The Hava Amina is beautiful. The Hava Amina is important. And that's the way the Maharal is going to learn. Ba'mevin Yavin, the Ritva didn't understand this way. The Ritva understood that the Hava Amina was Odah, and ultimately the Bracha is a Matir, and that's how Rabbi Kiva Eger understood. According to the Maharal, the notion of Pidyon, the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim Hashem is not the Mechayeh, but it's definitely showing us there are echoes over here of what the Bracha is, and it's extremely important for us to go through the very difficult Shaklavataria of the Gemara, even though we're entirely going to abandon it, because in the Hava Amina we see what should be our first thought about what the Makar is and the essence of Bracha as a Hilul Ta'kadosh Baruch. Now, the Maharal continues to be Masbir the Gemara. Od Sham, Amar of Papa Bar Chanina. Kol Anena min Olam Azeh B'lo Bracha Kilu Goz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesses Yisrael. Not only are you gozel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we explained is not Stam Gzela, but Mi'ila, but you're also gozel from Knesset Yisrael. How does Rashi learn? Rashi understands that you're causing that Klal Yisrael is not going to have fruits. Because if you're not, here according to Rashi, we could use the Kabbalah Havana, the Torah's Kabbalah. Right? We're not saying real Kabbalah, Rebosa. I don't know real Kabbalah. But basic Yisodos, if you just read the Sifrei Chassidus, that's everybody knows. And that is the idea, says Rashi, that because of mitzvahs are yored, shefa, and bracha. If Klal Yisrael doesn't use brachos, so then in such a case, there's no yored, shefa, and bracha, and you're stealing from Klal Yisrael. Zok de Maharal, there's a deeper havan over here. Let's continue on. What does it mean to be gozel knesses Yisrael? And then the Gemara says that he's a chover li'ish mashchis, and he's a chover li'yeravam ben nevat. He's a friend after Yeravam and Nevat that caused Klal Yisrael to sin. Shehishchis es Yisrael avim shem b'ashamayim. Why did we choose specifically Yeravam ben Nevat? And this Rabosai is going to really, really take us to the Avodas HaTshuva as well. Va'omer ein pesha chaver liish mashkis ein avvel hakadosh baruch hu. Shenemar alohu avicha ve'ein imo el knesses Yisrael. V'chsiv al titosh tor simecha mei chaver liish mashkis. He's quoting from the Gemara that you've all done. He says like this. V'ratza lomar. 7 lines from the top on Kuf Chaf Aleph in the second column. Ki ugoza hakadosh baruch hu shebores hakol. You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu who create everything. V'kasher bora hanivroim kulim sideres hanivroim tachas kneses Yisrael. Asha hakol hu tachas kneses Yisrael. According to the Maharal, based on probably the Maimer of Yisrael v'oraisa, v'kudsha bricha kad chadu, that Klal Yisrael is the source, is the Klal that's kolal everything. U'lefichach, according to this, Hanenim in olam hazeh b'lo bracha ki gulgozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sharei hakol shelo v'gozel Knesses Yisrael shehakol nosan Hashem Yisrael tachas Knesses Yisrael. There are ma'amarei chazal that say the world revolves around the maisim of Klal Yisrael. In other words, it's not just simply that you way Rashi is understanding that you're stealing from Jews, but there's something else that's taking place, and that is you're being morayed. It doesn't say kilu gonev mi ishe Yisrael. It calls it Knesses Yisrael. The whole klal of klal Yisrael. And he's going to be masbir what that means. Val tikshe harei ochel gam kem Yisrael. Maybe you'll say that stealing over here is you're stealing from a Jew. In other words, here he's going to reject the simple avana and Rashi. Davar zeino kilu kachom ar Knesses Yisrael. Ratzalomar kol Yisrael mitzad shein klal. It's not the pshat that you're stealing from, says the Maharal, that you're stealing from 600,000 individual Jews. Here the Maharal is going to develop an idea that he loves very much, that we're going to see the Rav Soloveitchik develop very much as well. And that is that there are two parts of us. There's a part of us as a yachid, as an individual. We're individual Jews. And then we're connected to the Shorish HaKol. What does it mean we're connected to the Shorish HaKol? Yisrael v'oraisa v'kutcha bricha chadu. Not as Chaim and as Yosef, but as being part of Knesses Yisrael. And the Gemara is meduyak that the Gemara uses the expression specifically, Knesses Yisrael. Not who goes el Yehudi or goes el Yisrael. But rather, the Gemara uses the Lashon Knesses Yisrael. That's the klal. Zok the Rebbe, Zok the Maharal Vayter. He was a Rebbe. Mitzad Shem klal lo adam shezeshu adam prat bilvad v'lo bar Hashem yizbarech es hakol rak bishvil Knesses Yisrael shem klal. And therefore, it's not the pshat that you're doing an individual geneva, but rather you're somehow undermining all of klal Yisrael by not making the bracha. Why specifically the Yeravim and Nevat? Shehishchis es Yisrael avim b'shabash shemayim. Shehotzi es Yisrael min Hashem Yisbarach ad sheim oldim avodizara. Yeravim and Nevat's aveira was not that he caused Jews to sin. Yeravim and Nevat's aveira was he was machti klal Yisrael. Let's listen to the Lashon of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I didn't think of this Tzushtel. Of course, the great Maharal thought of it, connecting this. The Mishnah in Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Ches in Avos. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-mizakeh es ha-rabim ein chet kol yado. If you're mizakeh the rabim, then you won't have any sin come to your hand. V'kol ha-machti es ha-rabim ein maspikim b'yado lasas tshuva. But if you cause a rabbin to sin, then you won't be able to do any tshuva. What happens if you cause all of Klal Yisrael to do an avera, and then you went over to every single one of them, and you were ma'orah them in tshuva? The Maharal writes in the Sefer Ruach Derech HaChayim, which he makes reference to here in a moment, that you still haven't done tshuva. Because there are two parts. There is Klal Yisrael as a nation, and then there is the individual components of Klal Yisrael. Yeravam ben Nevat caused Klal Yisrael as a nation to go shelo al haderech. Boy, what's the example in the Mishnah in Avos? Says the Maharal, the two go together. That's what our Gemara is driving at. Our Gemara is not just simply saying that you're causing the individual of Klal Yisrael to lose. What you're doing is undermining the whole system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole system that has Yisrael v'araisa v'kutcha b'richa chadu. It's not that you're causing individuals not to have food. That's true as well. But the Gemara is saying something else. And that is you're undermining the entire klolios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he has his Kedusha, which is the Shefa only comes down through the klolios of the Bracha, and Klal Yisrael remains one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the integrity of Klal Yisrael is through the Bracha. Klal Yisrael is all about the recognition of Kudsha Brichu. You're undermining Klal Yisrael not because they're not getting the food. That's just a Paul Yotze, that's a technical detail. Whether we're millionaires or Chas V'Chalila have nothing. That's a technical detail. That's a result. That's a nafkamina. That's a totsah. But that's not the essence. The essence is that Klal Yisrael is being marbek vod shamayim. The moment an individual doesn't do that, then he becomes a chaver of Yeravim ben Nevat. Because what he's doing is he's undermining the essence of what the klal of Yisrael is. And that is to be modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's continue on. Va'amar shu chaver l'ishmash nesvi Yeravim ben Nevat sheish l'Yisrael avim shebashmayim kloma shehotzi Yisrael min Hashem yisbarech ad she'imob nem lo dezar v'chol zeh shenenim in olam v'lo bracha motzi es hanivroim min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's taking away, undermining the whole system of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole system is to be moreh the shefa, is to make a bracha. V'chol chayin zeh shen min olam v'lo bracha, motzi es hanivroim min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yishem ha'aretz u'mulah. U'lakach u'chaver li'shmashkes u'yirav ben nevat, shehishkes es Yisrael avim shebashamayim. V'yesh l'chol ha'avin od mashamer kan, shenas echov li'shmashkes, ki ha'gozo es chaver lo gozo rak mimono. As we bore out before. It's not that he's stealing his money. Rabbo said, when you steal from a person, how do you do tshuva? Pay him back. He had money before. If chasachali we steal from him, you pay him back. If he had mamon, you give him back. Avolo nikra shehishris etzem osa adover shegozal. This is dvar mamukim. If Reuven steals from Shimon, is he destroying that which he took from Shimon? No. He just took what he had. How's he masaking it? He gives it back to him. But if one doesn't make a bracha, it's not simply you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're stealing from Klal Yisrael. You're being mashkes. Zok the Heilige Gemara, Shehishchis es Yisrael. It's not just simply that you took from Klal Yisrael, but the item has been forever destroyed. It's tafkid, it's matara, to create kvod shemayim. Hakol bora lechvodo, for us to enjoy, but as a vehicle, also for kvod shemayim has been entirely destroyed. That's the Hishchis. And it's undermining what the tafkid of Klal Yisrael is. Not that they just don't have any mamon anymore. Va'afilu achlu, continues the Maharal. Harei lo yelechaveru barak shu mamon of lozul lezeh. Ulzeh yesh tashlum, you can pay back. She call mamon yesh o tashlumim. Va'kashe achlu, az mamon ischaib lo v'lo yoser. V'zeh shenenim en olam azab bracha hishchis ha'olam ba'atzmo. He's undermining the entire matara of the world. Ki akolu el Hashem yisparach mitzad atzmo. Lo mitzad, not because it's the money of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo mitzad shu mamon shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu kinyano bilvad. But it's Kedusha. And it's undermining the essence of HaKol Bar Lechvodo. V'dover zenik remashchis, kasher mashchis hadover bi'atzmo. Ki lo yitachin bazet hashlumen. It's impossible to replace. Gezela is possible to replace. Mi'ila is impossible to replace. This is what it means that he's a friend of Yeravim ben Nevat. If somebody undermines the rabbim, that's called hashchasa. Ki chet hayachid ein nechshev hashchasa shefshir b'tshuva. If you cause someone else to sin, then that's not called hashchasa. But if you undermine the essence of Klal Yisrael, if you undermine the matara of Klal Yisrael, ka'amachdi es harabim, then in such a case, the chas v'chalila reaches the madriga of hashchasa. Aval amachdi es harabim ein tshuv ein tikun lo, v'dover ze hashchasa nikra bevadai, dover she'enu chazar b'tshuva. If you're going to understand all that I wrote, says the Maral in Maseches Avos in the Sefer Ruach HaChayim, Eitz Amachdi Es Harabim, Emes Biko Yasta Tshuva, Va'oz Tavin LeGamri, then you'll understand everything that I mean to say. The Maral concludes this beautiful piece by saying, and you think you've understood everything. You haven't understood everything. As deep as the Havana that we just gave, you've got to go to Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Ches in Avos, and to take a look at his pshat over there to understand. Rabosai, before we do that, I want to take all the questions of the Talmidim. Then we're going to go to the Maral in Avos. Before we're going to do what the Maral says in Avos, I'm going to tell you similar questions that Rav Soloveitchik asked on Yom HaKippurim, and that's going to be the machshava of the Avodah of the Yom, is to try to develop these ideas. That's going to turn out, it's going to be the Maral L'shitasa, what he says in terms of brachos, but this is the deep Ravana of the Maral. And what turns out is that what the Maral is saying in the Yisod of Machshava fits in beautifully also with what the Emek Bracha Rav Yoshe Ber had said in Pshat in the Gemara. And that is that for sure the bracha is not just a matir. It might be a matir as well. But clearly there are bechinas of hoda'ah, and since there are bechinas of hoda'ah, so then we can understand why it's me'ila, not just stam gezeila. And that's what it means that you're mashchis the world. If it's gezeila, then it wouldn't be hashchasa. But if we're talking about undermining the whole essence of the system of Yisrael, v'raisa v'kutsha b'richa chadu, it's not simply that you're stealing from Klal Yisrael their fruit, as you might have understood from Rashi, but you're undermining the whole tafkid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants us to enjoy His world. Hashamayim shamayim l'Hashem va'oretz nasan l'bnei Adam. Yet at the same time, by tafkid getting hanah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, we could be mikadeshem shamayim. How? Through the hodah. That's the system HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He wanted us to have hanah. He wants us to enjoy His world, to partake of His world, but at the same time, the way in which Kvod Shemayim would be created is through the recognition of that bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaKoh Hashem, and that, Alpi Kabbalah, is what creates the koach of Yuridas HaShefa. If he doesn't have that, so then Chas V'Chalila, the nafkamina is that there won't be food to Klal Yisrael. But that's not why we make the bracha, to simply be matir the food to us, so that we're going to have food. That's not it. But we make the bracha because there is a tafkid that we have. We don't do mitzvahs because the Rebbe says to do mitzvahs. We don't do mitzvahs because it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's because there's a beautiful scheme that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a beautiful world for us. A beautiful world where, on the one hand, we interact with Him, and on the other hand, we don't interact with the corporeality of His world. But the whole system falls apart, says the Gemara, if He doesn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that corporeality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to partake in that corporeality, but be mekadesh shem shamayim. Okay, let me take a few questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what's the difference between
Yeravam
and Nevad and any other guy,
thing
like
Menashe? What time is that? I've lost track of time. What time is it? 1 o'clock. Okay, so I only have a couple minutes of questions because there's so much to say also on this part, and I'll stick around later afterwards as well. So I'll take two questions. Adam, go ahead.
What's the difference between Yeravam and Nevad and any other bad thing? And also, it doesn't every sin lead to what you said?
By the way, the answer to that first question, one question at a time, Al-Khatas Yirav Mashachata Vasher Hechti is Yisrael. This expression, I'm asking you, I'm not telling you. I'm asking, this expression in the Pasuk, Vasher Hechti is Yisrael, is that expression used by other Malachim? So I'm throwing back, I'm answering your question, that this is the Hagdara of the Pasuk. This is in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Tezvav, why there, by Yerubim specifically, that's a fascinating question, which is beyond... What's that? Right. You can ask on many, unfortunately, terrible kings that we've had.
The way Rashi was mentioned, that people will see it.
Right.
So anytime you do the Vera, what's the talk about Rabbah? Anytime you do
the Vera. No, again, the answer is that there's a Machti Arabim over here.
Okay, but anytime you, and that's by, let's say, if God isn't where, let's say, Ashiyotar.
No, the answer, again, it's undermining the essence of what Knesset Yisrael is all about. And maybe let's give the Ma'arad a little bit more time in Avos to develop this idea also. Okay, Rabosai, let's continue on now. Let me throw out a bunch of questions that one could ask about Yom HaKippurim. These questions Rav Soloveitchik asked. The answer that he gave to these questions works beautifully with what the Maharal says over here. And I think it's very, very important to some of the Musar that I want to develop. The Musar I'm about to say is so sharp, I'm going to turn off the recorders. It's your decision to turn off your recorders, but I have to give it to me a little sharp Musar. But hopefully it's not only sharp Musar for now, but I want to develop a general Yisod. The Gemara tells us Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi said that Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. Mishnah tells us that even if a person doesn't do tshuva, Itzumo Shel Yom, the day of Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper. Does that make any sense? Does Rebbe make any sense? The Gemara also records an opinion that the Sora Mishtaleach, they take the Sora Mishtaleach, and they throw it off a cliff, it's mechaper. What does that mean? If anybody learns Hilchas Tshuva in the Rambam, if you learn Shari Tshuva, it's poshut that Chazal de Chachmasa, Torah Kedosha, had a complex, beautiful web of the process of Tshuva, Charata al-Over, Kabbalah al-Asid, Ayin Shom, Hilchas al-Rambam. What does it mean? Now, by the way, the Tosfos Yeshanim already asked this question. On Daf Pei Vav, if I'm not mistaken, Yuma, on the mission over there, and the Tosi Shanim leaves us off with a very vague expression that Rav Soloveitchik wanted to develop. And that is, he says, still, even Rebbe would agree that's not a kapara gemura. Okay, but what type of kapara is it? Yom HaKippurim comes and passes, and a person doesn't do tshuva, he's still mechaper. Sar Mishtaleach, which is the carbon of Knesset Yisrael, is mechaper. What does that mean? This Rav Soloveitchik asked in a famous tshuva drasha. It was recorded by a fellow by the name of Pinchas Peli, and now in a book called Al HaTshuva. It's kedai to read the whole sefer. Rav Soloveitchik also asked another question. It's very strange, the lashon of the bracha Birchas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim. It's the longest bracha we ever had. Like we make a bracha on Shabbos Mikadesh HaShabbos, and Yom Tov we make the bracha Mikadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and Yom HaKippurim we make the bracha on the Kedushas Hayom that goes on forever. Melech, let's see if I remember it. Melech mochel avonos seinu, va'avonos kol amo b'Yisrael. By the way, for Chazanim, man who maybe could testify, for Chazanim, it makes things impossible, because it goes on forever. Melech mochel avonos seinu, va'avonos kol amo b'Yisrael, u'mavar ashmo seinu b'chol shana v'shana, melech al kol aretz, mekadesh Yisrael v'yom azikaron. Now, if you know the nusach, usually it's very good. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. But in here it goes on all... What's pshat? Melech mocha avonos ha'akol. Kadosh Baruch Hu atones for our sins. Va'avonos kol amo beis Yisrael. Umaver ashmo sein v'chol shana v'shana. Yet it doesn't say umaver ashamos of the yachid. It says melech mocha avonos ha'enu. Va'avonos kol amo beis Yisrael. But it doesn't say Umaver Ashmoseinu the double lashon. It only says Maver Ashmoseinu once, our Ashamos. It doesn't say Maver Ashmos Kol Beis Yisrael.
What does that mean?
Why? So now let's start the Ma'aral. Says the Ma'aral, on the Lashon of Yeravam ben Nevah, on the Mishnah says that Yeravam ben Nevah was a Machdias Arabim, says the Ma'aral the following. Ubi Gemara Perek Yom HaKippurim. Kol HaMachdias Arabim, the Gemara says, Ein Maspikim B'yodolasas Tshuva. What's the pshat? Says the Ma'aral. Elavadai. Avsha Rabim Osa Tshuva. If you cause Klal Yisrael to sin, Ein Moa L'machdi. Even if they do Tshuva, it doesn't help. She'ein Maspikim B'yodolasas Tshuva. Mipnei She'godol Kol Kach Koach HaRabim. Va'afilu maso ram tshuva hare kol echad ve'echad osa tshuva fnei atzmo, fichach dafka ram naka, v'lo yachid. Says the Mara like this, Ein maspikin b'yado lasos tshuva, if a person causes Knesset Yisrael to go off, even if he fixes it by paying back, having each one of them do tshuva, but that moment of Yisrael v'arais v'kutcher v'chadu, that was mushchas. That's a mu'uva shi'iyah shalosma. That's what it means in the Gemara. Klamachti is harabim. If Knesset Yisrael falls off, so then in such a case, that's something that can't be fixed. Let's put that back into the Ma'aral in Perek Yudalit. That's what the Ma'aral in Perek Yudalit had said. The Ma'aral in Perek Yudalit said in the Siva, go to look back to the Ma'aral's Lashon, is what he made reference to by us. The Ma'aral said like this, he said, "Vizehu she'amar she'uchavar li'ram benivat she'ishkus es Yisrael, she'hadavar she'u'oseh l'rabim nikra hashchasa." Something that is done to a rabim could be entirely mushchas, which is what we described as what happens to a fruit if a person doesn't make a bracha. Now, Rabbosai, let's come back to Yom HaKippur. The Ma'aral's yisod over here is a yisod that Rasalvechik developed as well. O Yachid, an individual who does averos, there are some yechidim that do tshuva and some yechidim that don't. When the Gemara says that a sara mishtaleach is mechaper, the Gemara is talking about someone who's part of the sara mishtaleach because he's part of Klal Yisrael. He buys into the system of Klal Yisrael. He's connected to Klal Yisrael. Even if he doesn't do the tshuva of a yachid, he didn't do the tshuva on that particular aver. He spoke during davening. He was chas v'chalila din aver of arayos. He never did your tshuva on that. But if he's connected to Knesset Yisrael, the Rav Soloveitchik is medayik from many places in the Rambam, that the sara mishtaleach is not mechaper on the averos hayachid. It's a carbon of all of Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu never takes away. If someone is part of Knesset Yisrael, he has on some level Kapara Gemura. And that's what the Ramban says, Ala Torah. The Ramban says that the word Shmama, Mavir Ashmosenu, never applies to Klal Yisrael. It only applies to a Yachid. A Yachid, says the Ramban, could have the Avera of Kares. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mavtiach, will never be cut off. Klal Yisrael, if we buy into the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael, maybe buy is the wrong word, if we're mechaber to the system of Klal Yisrael, so then in such a case, we're guaranteed eternity. Then we're guaranteed that we're a chelik of the Klal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pshat. Yom HaKippurim is mechaber itself. There are many Rishonim who say that only applies to someone who fasted on Yom HaKippurim or did something to show that he was connected to Yom HaKippurim. Ein Echanami, if he's entirely mafkiah himself from Knesset Yisrael, if he's mafkiah from Talmud Torah the Rabbim, if he's not connected to the Mesorah Saklal Yisrael, so then in such a case, then not only does the individual have the Aveira Hayachid, but Chas V'Chalila, he could miss the Kapara the Rabbim as well. And that is Shayach Shmama. That's why Melech Malch HaAvonoseinu V'Avonos Kol HaMo Beis Yisrael. They're the Avonos of ourselves, and then there are sins of all of Klal Yisrael. But Shmama,
HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that we will never reach the Madrega of Shemama. Klal Yisrael will never. A Yochid Chas V'Chalila could suffer Kares. And God forbid he could forever be cut off from Knesset Yisrael. But if a person is Mechaber to Klal Yisrael, to the Klal, so then in such a case, then he's guaranteed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maftiach us that us and our children will always be connected to Knesset Yisrael. That's Knesset Yisrael and Brachas Lamed Eyam Beis as well. It's the same Knesset Yisrael. It's the same Mashchis. The Yachid Kachas V'Chalila be Mashchis, a Prat in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. But if he's connected to the Klal, then he'll never lose. Rabbosai, now I come to the practical Mosef. It's your decision. First, in general. Let's start with general.
Rabbi, for why you Torah, should I off?
I'll take care of that.
It's okay.
It's such an important avoda for us. Such an important avoda for us to be connected in general. I start with the general Mosef. To be connected to the Mosef of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara describes in Megillah, if I'm not mistaken, that even Talmidei Chachamim, they learn alone. Talmidei Chachamim, the Gemara says, Cherev Munachas Al Tzavareihem. Why? Because Chas V'Chalila they're being mafkia themselves from this Chus HaRabbah. And also, the other side of the Musar is any time we do something that's Machdias HaRabbah, we run the risk of creating a hashchasa for Machdias HaRabbah. We run the risk of creating a hashchasa that's a mu'uvas shi'iyaf shalusa. Something that can't be corrected here if you want. This part I don't want to go out publicly. I want to give